Four cities have been named as potential sites for a new Arkansas veterans home. A legislative task force announced possible locations for the new home, being Benton, Fort Smith, Jacksonville, and Russellville. One city that put in a bid that was not nominated is Newport. Executive Director of the Newport Economic Development Commission, John Chadwell, reacts.
Well, we were obviously disappointed. We felt like our proposal was extremely competitive. And so when we heard that we weren't one of the four finalists, it was a disappointment to the local committee that we weren't in there. Some things that have been said in the newspaper and other places by folks on the committee lead us to believe that, there's still an outside chance we might be considered down the road. And we will hold out that hope and continue to make the stuff we have available and also to supply any additional information if they wish that in the future. Because we still think it's a great fit. And again, we think we have submitted a very competitive proposal with anybody's that was submitted. We've not read all of them, but I would dare say it'd be hard-pressed for a community to submit a whole lot more incentive than what we've offered.
Newport's proposal to land the $22 million facility included over 20 acres of land donated by Harris Hospital, $1.25 million donated by the Newport Economic Development Commission, $85,000 donated by other economic development groups, a $65,000 waiver of fees and utilities by the City of Newport, and over $15,000 of in-kind services from Jackson County. The Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs says the agency will consider other locations, which gives Chadwell some hope that Newport could still be considered. He says the number of jobs a veterans home will bring makes it very attractive to the city.
250 jobs is big in any community and is important in any community. But when you go to some of the larger metropolitan areas in the state, 250 jobs does not put a business in the top employers. But you come to a community like Newport and create 250 jobs, and you're immediately in the top five employers. So you are a very important business to the community, and one the community wants to nurture a lot. And so we looked at this as a relationship that would be a long-term relationship between the community and the veterans home.
And he says Newport would be a good fit for the Arkansas Veterans Home.
We think it would be good for the Veterans Home because we think that a rural setting would be a benefit to veterans, many of whom who come from rural settings in the state rather than metropolitan areas, and whose family might feel more comfortable navigating a smaller community when they come to visit than trying to drive through a major metropolitan area to visit their relatives. We also have a great geographical advantage. Veterans from Arkansas primarily go to the Veterans Hospital in Little Rock, the Veterans Hospital in Memphis, and the Veterans Hospital in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. We are geographically located so that our site is 92 miles from the Little Rock Hospital, 93 miles from the Memphis Hospital, and 109 miles from the Poplar Bluff Hospital. So geographically, veterans would be able to access all of those services in about an hour and a half, hour and 45-minute drive, and with the vans that we're providing to the service, it would be easy for them to take a group of veterans to those hospitals for any services they might need.
And Chadwell says the Newport Veterans Home Proposal Committee will continue to promote Newport to the state.
We will visit with members of the committee as they look at the other sites that they've chosen, and if they express that they're not sure whether those will work or not, we'll keep the offer, I guess you'd say the welcome mat out, for them to come and visit our site as well. We'll probably go to the meetings and learn as much as we can about what they want, and that way if they do decide that they need to look for other sites, we just want to be one of the ones that they look at and consider down the road.
Chadwell says the same proposal could be offered to major companies that would build on the site and bring jobs to Newport. He calls the site a very good location for business. The new home would replace a Little Rock home that state officials closed because of deteriorating conditions.